It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Back here on the morning shift and giving you the latest with the Bulldogs before we hit a mic'd up. And let's take a listen to what Kirby Smart had to say about something that could be legendary with what's coming.
It could be one of the most legendary, moments in all of college sports with what's coming up on this ruling and how people are going to try to manipulate a cap when all we're trying to do is make for competitive balance. And it's really unfortunate that I don't know if competitive balance is going to come out of it. I don't know if the kids win in this model that we currently have, if they win long term.
Yeah, and that's the big concern. And I paid attention to the socials yesterday. A lot of people were talking about Kirby Smart and this cut and everything else. We've got to get out of this habit, guys, where the first reaction, because I saw a lot of this, I think it was a week ago, maybe you guys saw it, that Tom Izzo had a lot of the same things to say about the guys, when the portal opened last Monday. And he was saying, I'm going to continue to coach the guys on my team. I'm going to continue to coach the guys in this building. I'm going to give them everything I have because I'm doing them an injustice not doing that. We've got to get out of this habit of every time that there is talk about legislation around college sports, that we automatically revert back to saying, well, the coach can go anywhere. First of all, it's not
true. Thank you.
First of all, it's not true. First of all, the coach is under contracts. There's buyouts. There's all these kind of situations. Second of all, coaches are in a long-term career. These kids are supposed to be student athletes. And I say that as a guy who was in these shoes, who did it for free, who wasn't worried about some of these things, because I think Kirby's point in this is there is so much detriment to being halfway through a season and your agent shopping you around to the highest bidder, and all of a sudden your eyes and ears are pointed elsewhere. I think that's Kirby's point. Now, granted, there's going to be people riding around the car now that say, well, Kirby's making plenty of money. He is. But that's not the point, man. It's what's best for the kids in the long run.
We're using that as an excuse to exploit them even more. And you're using that as an excuse to allow other people to exploit the lives of younger. And Tiffany and I had this. Remember, Tiffany, a while back, about 6 months ago, we had a disagreement on how they if they are still kids. And you made a really good point that they are kids still. They're 18, 19, 20, 21. But the reality is but when they are, they're being taken advantage of by these air quote agents and these people who want to make money off them, that the fan no longer gives them the benefit of the doubt of that. And now they're treated as an adult and a professional because that's how
a lot of people that feel that way.
That's how they're acting. And the reality is while what I said is true, what Tiffany said is true as well. And because we want to use these word, these little phrases and these lies like, well, they deserve it, or coaches can do it, they won't. We're okay with allowing the equivalent of a predator out there to take advantage of them. And the predator is the guy who claims to be this agent with their best interest only because he's trying to make the most money he can, because he wants that 20% or that 10% or however much he's making off that money. And he doesn't care about the maturity or the maturation or the education or any of those things that they could get. It doesn't care about the fact that they could get $20 million from an NIL and in 10 years be completely broke like so many NBA players were when they were when they skipped college and went straight to high school and didn't have someone in, with their best interests in mind. We're using the coaches can go anywhere as justification to allow those people to make a crap ton of money off these kids.
Well, there's a lot going on right now. So there's also a much anticipated hearing for the final approval of a proposed multi-billion dollar settlement in the House NCAA athlete compensation antitrust case, which is set for next Monday. So Kirby Smart, in addition to talking a lot about other issues that's going on in the game, he addressed the housing situation, the settlement as well, and the impact of it.
Everybody's on pins and needles because we don't know exactly what's going to come out of this. What I do know is that we're going to continue to recruit people who love football, who are passionate about football, and that don't put money as the number one answer. Like, I've never met a really good player that's all they care about. So the 105 number, the NIL number, what's the cap number, what is this going to be? There's stuff going on right now, guys, in college football. I mean, there's people reaching out to have a Zoom call and present all the players they represent that are on teams, including our teams. And they want to invite people to the Zoom so they can watch and see who's going in the portal or shopping who's in the portal before the portal. Do you want to get on the Zoom and look at all these players? I'm like, well, what if someone reminded?
These Zoom calls sound so sleazy. The way he explained that, imagine, like, it's so sleazy. Imagine getting on there trying to recruit a guy that's not on your team while your other players, who for some reason are in the portal as well, are on there while you're talking. And he's like, they, you know, that's so sleazy, and they're seeing it. Dude, this is
to your point, I would be curious to know how many of the guys that are being shopped on these Zoom calls actually know that they're being shopped on the Zoom calls. Like, it could be an agent just being like, yeah, I'm going to put the feelers out there. Not the kid not even knowing. The kid being completely bought into the program that he's a part of. And let's just be clear here for anybody that's paying attention to this and doesn't agree with what we're saying. Nobody is saying that the kids don't deserve to make money. That's been the entire fallout of this thing. The problem is that the model right now is not sustainable. And I think that's all Kirby saying, Izzo, whoever it may be, is it's not sustainable to sit here and say that we're just going to keep these guys moving around every 6 months and they're just going to capitalize on the situation and continue to leave teams in the middle of the year, because eventually what you're doing is you're screwing the next generation of college football players that are coming through because people are going to stop paying a freaking attention to it.
Yeah, nor do I think they shouldn't be allowed to transfer. I'm okay with the sitting a year out thing. I always thought was a little bit extreme. I do believe players should be able to transfer at the very least once without having any penalty of sitting out. Now, that said, the transfer dates are all screwed up. There shouldn't be the portal dates, I should say. There shouldn't be one in December, and there shouldn't be one in after spring ball. What there should be is there should be one in, I would say, January, starting maybe even January 1st. I realize that the playoff's still going on, but maybe one in January 1st to National Signing Day, right? That month. Because then you get guys to finish their season out. Then you maybe stop some of this in-season Zoom call stuff, or at least slow it down.
Well, and I think that the hope with this, and we are going to get mic'd up, the hope with this, I think a lot in the perspective of Kirby Smart is that there will be, you know, the possibility of contracts, the possibility of rules, the possibility of, hey, if you get caught on a Zoom call with another school, you know, there is some kickback from that. So it's more than just money, and it's more than just ability. It's just setting a standard of rules, you know, throughout college football and throughout college athletics, period.
And life is full of rules. We all live by them.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. So we'll see what happens. I think the majority of people agree that there has to be something put in place that, you know, kind of evens the playing field to an extent for a lot of the things that are going on.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you allow a free-for-all, I think you said something earlier about people stop paying attention. Remember, if you kill the business, there's nothing for you to make money off of. So because for 40, 50, 60 years, kids weren't legally able to make money, we're going to allow a group of kids for maybe a 10-year span to make all the money they want, and then there's no money for anybody else after that because there's not a business. It's a terrible thought. It's so unorganized. It's brutally bad.
Yeah, speaking of making money, my wife sent some to somebody on Etsy.
Oh, did she buy a Squid Nation shirt?
That's not what happened.
No,
and she'd be sleeping on the couch if she did buy a Squid Nation shirt. There's no doubt about that. So I'll let you guys tell me. I had a decision to make. My wife came to me a couple of weeks ago, and she said, look, the kids and I, when we go to Disney World, are wearing matching T-shirts on day one. Now, you guys know I'm a sappy dad. But usually this kind of thing is not something I roll with. Like, it's just not usually in the repertoire. But for some reason, I just pictured in my head my wife and two kids wearing matching T-shirts on day one at Disney World, and I was like, dude, I'm going to look like a Scrooge. Like, I'm going to look left out of that. We got our picture in front of the, you know, Cinderella's castle, and I'm just going to have a white T-shirt on with a sweat rag and look like I'm just miserable, and they look like they're having the time of their life. So I said, go ahead and order it. You know, $25, whatever it is, on Etsy to be sent. Well, it came in the mail yesterday. And at that point, I was forced to come to the realization that I am now going to be wearing a T-shirt in a couple of days with Mickey Mouse's head on the T-shirt and all this kind of artsy stuff going on. Still don't know how I feel about it. Still going to pack a backup T-shirt, maybe a golf polo. I don't know, something that, you know, wicks the sweat away. But, guys, I don't know. I don't know in the long run what this does for my man card.
So
really,
what does
don't.
This shirt say?
It's not. It doesn't say anything. Mickey. It's like an artist. It looks like paint splatter, and it has Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse's heads kind
what,
of in
what color is it?
My shirt is white, but it has like all the colors of the rainbow in the actual art piece.
Nah, dude, it's fine. It's fine. Look. Dude,
for the kids.
When you go to Disney World, but when you go to Disney World, people like – you get.
This is what they do.
And the only way you really get. The only
we
way
didn't
you,
do that. My family didn't do that.
I think the only way you really get judged is if you go to that the part of the park where or the area where it's like the bar of like all the countries, and you just stay there the whole time while your kids are walking around.
That's an Epcot,
and you get sloshed.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
what
am I
kids? They say drinking around the world. Yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah. No, it is a thing, but the only way you're going to get judged is if you go there and you just get hammered while your kids are and Lindsay are walking around in line.
Or you try not to worry about the judgment and just go and enjoy your family at Disney World and wearing these matched t-shirts, creating memories and all that jazz.
You might get judged when you're walking funny because you're chafing so bad because of the humidity in Orlando.
I already have a waddle, so it's definitely a possibility.
Well, you lean too when you walk.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like
you like to judge people. I would be concerned. You might look at someone and be concerned with the.
What do you mean? I don't judge people. I see it. It's not judging if it's visible.
I agree with Bo from this standpoint,
Mike. You could be concerned about
you, and I agree with Tiff too, because I think we're all saying here that you will not be judged, nor should you be judged.
It's Disney World.
It's Disney World. You're obviously going to have matching t-shirts with your wife and your kids. You're going to seem like a happy family, and you're going to seem bought in, and you're going to seem like the good dad that is being, you know, a supportive dad and having a good time and participating in this trip. So you shouldn't be judged.
And here's what I said to my wife yesterday, and we'll leave on this. I told her when I tried the shirt on yesterday, I said, look, I don't think I'm in the running for dad of the year, but I'm not going to come in last place. All right, and that's why I'm going to wear this t-shirt.
Because if I don't, ears.
Last place might be on the horizon. But nonetheless, I'm going to do my best to have a lot of fun.
Well, you do this, you might get you a number one dad mug.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
All right, well, don't do that because those are so dumb. Like, don't.
I got news for you. If my kid ever buys me a number one dad mug,
you're drinking out of it.
I don't. Bro, every day.
I don't want one.
Stained
every day.
Don't have a choice.
You don't
over
have
that.
A choice.
No,
that's the problem.
I will. I would say don't. I'll say take it back. Just get me something else.
Okay. If Pork Chop rolls in with a mug, that thing will be, that thing will be on your desk behind
you.
When you go on TMZ next time, that thing will be right there in the background.
Yep.
It'll be right behind your Mr. Squidbilly tag.
That's exactly right.
When we come back here on the morning shift, since Mike put it out there earlier, there's a lot of bad going on in the Atlanta sports scene. Maybe some losses that we just talked about with the Hawks and the Braves still yet to find a win. So maybe you can lighten the mood and
give us your
positive thoughts on the Atlanta sports scene. You can do that by calling us at 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app. or wherever you get your podcasts.